Well, it's 5:22 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Marakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, today is the 26th of Muharram 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses number 36 and 37. What did Musa alayhi salatu salam tell him, the Pharaoh and his cabinet and cronies and comrades, and what did he, the Pharaoh, say? So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, okay, your brother Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam will accompany you and reinforce you, and he will be a prophet and messenger, and now you are 100%, you must go to the Pharaoh and invite him towards the wonders, majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Chapter 28, verse 36. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. Hence, when Moses, Moshi, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, but he is not mentioned because Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is the leader and the most prominent one at that time. So he came to them, to the Pharaoh and his cronies, with the clear miracles, that he was dark in complexion and his hair is shining and glittering now and whitish in color, and not because of some sickness and illness. Similarly, that he threw the stick and it transformed into a snake and a serpent. So they said, remember, that is, there's Musa alayhi salatu salam showed them, and they were the people who said, Ma hadha illa sihrum muftara, that this is only jadu, and this is fabrication and inventions. Wa ma sami'na bi hadha fi aba'in al-awwaleen, and we did not hear about this in the previous generations. Till day we did last week. Now today's lesson. What did Musa alayhi salam say? And what did the Pharaoh say? وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى. So Moses said, my Almighty Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, is all-knowing, that who is the personality who brought the truth, who brought the guidance, the radiance, the effulgence, مِنْ إِنْدِهِ, from him, from Almighty Allah. What is hidayat? What is the true guidance? That nur, that radiance, that effulgence which enters into the inner recesses of the heart of the person. وَمَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ, and for who will there be a good ending in the year after, meaning that person will go to Jannah and paradise forever, eternal pleasure and success. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily, Almighty Allah will not let the tenpot dictators, the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, for them there won't be any success in the year after. Failure upon failure. And the word used here is ظَالِمُونَ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, Inna shirka la zulmun azim. That remember when people ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that is the worst form of oppression and transgression. So therefore we must remember that Almighty Allah has made it clear that those people who are guilty of kufr, of blasphemy and polytheism, idol worship and so forth, for them is eternal doom and gloom. Chapter 31, Surah Luqman, verse 13, Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Now, when he, Moses, said that, what was the response of the Pharaoh and his minister and his big advisor? وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ. Hence the Pharaoh responded, the Pharaoh, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ, O my cabinet, O my chiefs, O my caucus, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I do not know of any deity besides me. He was so drunk and intoxicated with power, he even declared divinity in the form of humanity. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. Imagine a person who cannot control his own yawning, his own sneezing, his own, you must remember that urinating, defecating. But yet, when you get drunk with power, then he starts claiming that he is God incarnate. And this is enshrined in chapter 79 and verse number 24. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am your supreme being. Today, how many people think they can do as they please? Tinpot dictators and imposters and so forth. So Almighty Allah teaches us, now he tells Haman. Haman is his supreme minister and his special mushir, special advisor. فَأَوْقِدَ لِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ. O Haman, my trusted minister, go there, and now you must bake, you must remember the sand and the bricks and so forth, and you make it firm, and then what must you do? فَاجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحَا. Then you make for me a huge high palace, صَرْحَا. So when I climb up right to the apex and summit of that palace, لَأَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ, so that I will climb up and go and look for the deity, for the God of Moses. He tried to be sarcastic and he tried to make Nabi Musa السلام, look foolish, Allah forbid. إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ وَإِنِّي لَا ظَنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ. And I consider him, Moses, مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, from the liars, Allah forbid. Deep down, they all knew is the truth, but their pride, their arrogance, to show their cabinet and their caucus and comrades and cronies how powerful we are, that we can do as we please. So that what happens now after that, inshallah, we will continue with it tomorrow. Let us take you around the world, and what do you see? That we speak about local, national, international news, views and interviews. So yeah, let us start with all the news, views and interviews. So number one, Hawaii. You see, America told the world that they are a superpower. But now more than 100 people dead, and the amount is increasing. Every minute, every day, the amount is increasing. The worst disaster to hit America in the past century, and the people are fed up with Biden and his government and resources. Too little, too late, too many chiefs and no warriors. So that is the message coming out of Hawaii, and the tourists, thousands of them, remember, evacuated. People are sleeping on the open land and sand. There is no houses for them, and millions of people now will have to cancel their holidays and so forth and so on. So remember, BB is knocking his old drum again. So BB, he is obsessed with Iran. Now he tells the world that Iran is building the nuclear, and B and they will attack Israel. Now he's a desperate person and is clutching onto straws. That is the world's biggest serious liar and the world's terrorist, super terrorist, BB Netanyahu. And then remember that in Israel, the bus drivers are telling the women, you can't sit here in front. You must go to the back seat and sit there. If the Muslims were doing that in Afghanistan, then they would say, where's the human rights? And women have no rights in your rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So what are you saying now? Niger, we agree with them on this issue. So Niger, what they have done, they said that, remember, we are going to prosecute the previous president for treason and for many other crimes. And he's right, he was a sidekick of the French and the Americans and carrying out all their dirty work, and his own people living in poverty and squalor and enriching America, France, especially with uranium. So he must be prosecuted. Some scholars, Muslim scholars from Nigeria came, they spoke to the Niger junta and they said that we can reach some compromise, so we hope and pray something good will come out from there. New Zealand, today we're going to speak of New Zealand between 8:30 and 9 inshallah. They want a smoke-free environment, but the youth are hooked onto vaping. You see, so that is what happens. Islamic law does not work of that way. This is the law. No, Islam does not work that way. Islam works on the hearts of the people, on the minds of the people, and tell them your own iman, your own faith, your own conviction must tell you you must abstain. Then you institute the laws. Then those laws become very, very effective. So therefore, today our laws are a joke and a circus in most parts of the world, because people just make the law, but the people are not prepared for that spiritually, morally, mentally, and that's why their laws become a failure. Attack on Iran, the shrine in Shiraz. Shiraz is a very, very beautiful city. I went there. In fact, the people with who I made the deal, when I went there for the 12, 13 days in 2013, from 1st of Rabiul Awal, and I came back on the 13th of Rabiul Awal, the Monday I landed there, and the following Saturday I left there. So those people's offices were in Shiraz, and I gave them the dollars and so forth there in Shiraz. Beautiful city. And for you, the Sunnis, you must know that Sheikh Sa'adi, rahimahullah, a Sunni, even the Shia, Kuffar, Shias accept is a Sunni. His shrine is there. So they attacked the shrine. You know how many shrines there are there in Shiraz and everywhere in Iran. And the shrines are full of people and the mosque are empty. So you must remember, they say 4 people died there. I think the number might increase there as well. And they say ISIS is responsible. The question arises, who formed ISIS and so forth, Daesh? So obviously it is the work of the West. So Hillary Clinton, when she was running in 2016, she admitted to all this here. Listen to what Trump says. Trump is an egoist, a narcissist. Now Trump says, as far as I'm concerned, I'm almost 100% the leader to go into elections next year and against Biden. And no one in the Republican camp can touch me. They all will have to stand behind me. And almost 100%, I'm sure. And even if they convict me, for I will still go and I will fight to become the president of America. So that is a Donald Duck talking about his plans for the future. Food prices increasing in France and UK and spiraling out of control. Macron and other terrorists. Sunak, good for nothing. Remember that. The worst performing Prime Minister of UK as far as inflation goes for the past 40 years. Now you listen to this. US returns 250 artifacts to Italy. So how much they stole from other countries? That's the question you must ask. How much did Britain steal from India and West Indies and South Africa and Africa? So while they were colonizing people and so forth. There was a disgusting story that broke yesterday. It must have happened 3-4 days ago. A Muslim person flying back to America at Ben Gurion Airport. They detained him for 3 hours. They stripped him totally naked. And remember that everything of his, they interrogated internally, all that. And when he entered there, he apologized to them and said, I was here 3 hours ago, and they interrogated me, head to toe, stripped me. So this is what the Israelis do. They are haramis. They are a cursed nation. They are the only only people Quran speaks about, that Allah transformed them into swines and pigs. Almighty Allah transformed them into monkeys. It is clear in the Quran. If you don't believe in that, you're not a Muslim. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. So that is what they do. I went through that, but Allah shukr, they didn't tell me to remove my clothes or anything, but they kept me for 5 hours and so forth. But Alhamdulillah, I showed no fear. Whatever they asked me, I answered them, and then I told them the truth. Some places I cornered them. They asked me, if we allow you, Mr. Hussein, to go inside, what will you tell the Palestinians? I said, I don't have to tell the Palestinians anything. They know their history. I have to tell my people what is the history. I got the whole group here of 60, 62 or whatever it is. So in that way, they didn't know what to answer and so forth. So the haramis of the first order, remember that. So the Makkah conference has come to an end, and that is to counter extremism, terrorism. So all this is nonsensical talk. They invite scholars there from different parts of the world. They give them thousands, thousands of gifts, and then everybody just say yes to the resolution and says yes, there's too much extremism and so forth. When you steal my land, when you steal my resources and I fight back, then MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and his cronies there will tell you, no, you are going to extreme and so forth. See today, what is the date today? So you must remember, today is what of August, they see, Maulana, on your calendar there?
The 14th to start.
So you must remember, today is the 14th of August. So I don't worry too much about that date, we worry more about the Islamic date, 26th Muharram today. And it is 14th of August. Turn your clock back, and you will see 10 years ago, the Pharaoh of Egypt, Sisi, I don't like to call him by his first name. We call him Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Harami, the Murtad, the Ghaddar. Traitor, what he did to the only democratically elected president, remember, of Cairo, Hafiz Muhammad Mursi, president of, remember, Egypt, rahimahullah, Allah grant him, Saddam Hussein, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, that they stood for the Sunnis, and he stood for the truth, and what he did. On this day, 16th of, you must remember, that, what is 14th today? So 14th, you must remember, 14th of, remember, August, they murdered 1,500 people. And who? Our brothers, the Muslim Brotherhood. He was freely elected, democratically elected, but remember the West, Abdul Fattah, the Sisi, and the Pharaoh, the Harami. You go and murder them with your army. 10 years ago, this massacre took place. But what does America and Europe say? They say Sisi is very good for us, and he, Mohammed Mursi, very bad for us, because he's speaking about the rights of the Palestinians. 17 years now, Gaza is under siege. Is that a crime? That you say the Palestinians must go to Gaza, but you control the air, you control the water, you control the land and the sand. You tell them they must go to West Bank, but now you are stealing the West Bank also. So you see that is what the West does. That is why we hate you, America. That is why we hate you, Europe. And that is why we hate you, NATO. Everywhere you got double standards. In Niger, the army took over, you say no. That the army must be removed and Bazoum must be brought back. So I'm asking you, why was he not brought back, Mohammed Mursi? If you are speaking, both incidents happen in Africa. It shows that you've got nothing to do with human rights and democracy. That is just to fool the masses who are asses. Remember that you are the biggest super terrorist, America, Israel and company. 6 soldiers killed in Mali. So that also, remember, the French and them will have a hand in that, because remember Mali kicked them out in Timbuktu that took place. The Saudis in the royal family, now there are some rows and ructions going on. They want MBS out. They say MBS causing too many problems for us and for the Saudis and so forth. Because now, as you will understand just now, so they are the internal strife is going to start. They want the brother of Salman to come. I know him. He is Amir Ahmed. So when I was invited for a conference, there were about 30 of us, 35 of us. All of them studied in Saudi Arabia. And I'm the only guy out. And when they came, they said, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, you must give the lecture. I told them, Sheikh, these people here are alaminna, ya Sheikh. They know more than me. He said, no, you must speak. So I was totally finished, you must remember. But anyway, I had to deliver the talk there on behalf of all the ulama. And Amir Ahmed was there. He was the minister, deputy minister of interior. So he's the brother of Salman. So why must it go to the grandson of Abdul Aziz when Abdul Aziz's sons are still alive and so forth? So we hope and pray that MBS must be eliminated and must not become the new king. That is our dua. We don't make no secret about it, and we told you 1,000 times, he's murtad bin shaitan. We go back to remember Israel, 32 consecutive weeks the Jutlas are marching against Netanyahu and his cabinet, illegal and illegitimate government and so forth. And remember, see the zulm and oppression there. They evict the Palestinians from their homes and the Palestinians must pay for it. Can you see? And you come tell me that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. That democracy is not worth the paper on which is written. Saudi Arabia, listen to this. Saudi Arabia sends an ambassador for the Palestinian territories, that's how they call it. But he is a non-resident ambassador. He won't stay there in Israel or Palestine, he will stay there in Jordan. Oh Ummah, oh Muslims, wake up. This is the first step of now MBS and BB and the Americans trying to normalize ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Now they're coming out in the public. So don't be a fool. Remember this. Any person who agrees with what MBS is doing and has the same beliefs like him, he's out of the fold of Islam. You must be very clear. What about the rights of the Palestinians? So remember that. So you want to trample, you side with the zalim, with the oppressor, and not with the oppressed. Shame upon you. Imran Khan, the latest coming out from Pakistan, they want to add terrorism charges to him, so that they can give him the death penalty and execute him. The government of Pakistan, today's government, bunch of chores and crooks and so forth, they know Imran will win a landslide victory. It's a shame on them. And remember Jacob Zuma, the great escape. I was for that, they should give him a presidential pardon. But what the ANC went to do? I told you before and I'm repeating. Anything the ANC touches becomes poison. Remember that. You give them gold, they will turn it to dust. You see, 300 years. So 30 years, they finished the whole country up. So that is the truth. You must remember that. So they said, now with Zuma, almost 10,000 prisoners will come out. If you know even the basics of law, on a legal system, we have 40, 50,000 people imprisoned and they don't have money for bail. They are not convicted. So if you use the excuse of overcrowding, they should be set free. Go, you don't have the money for bail, you're not convicted, and you are not a flight risk, we will call you back. But nay, they take the convicted guys, almost 10,000, because the loophole is for Zuma, and then they say, remission, you also go. You see the foolishness of it, that you need to understand what's really happening. And then remember, our petitions are going very, very well with the help and mercy of Allah. The biggest criminal on earth today, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. So we don't want him to come to South Africa. And if he comes to South Africa, he must be arrested. Our lawyers, Jazahumullahu khairan, Allah reward them. You, the Muslim public, any one of you want the petition against Modi, send send me a WhatsApp message, Muslim, non-Muslim, South African, foreigner, anybody, 071-888-1184. And for us Muslims, remember, you should be concerned what the South African government wants to do. If I perform a nikah, Mona Arafat performs a nikah, and we haven't fulfilled their criteria, they want to imprison us 5 years and give us a fine also. So obviously we can never accept that unless you're the scholar for dollar and a bootlicker of the ANC. So we got another petition for that against the government. So inshallah, any one of you want this petition, just send me a WhatsApp message, write MM, M for Majlis and M for Modi, and we will send it to you. 8:30 to 9 today with Mozaid Khan, we discuss inshallah Auckland and New Zealand, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir, and report back our trip to Zakaria Park inshallah between 2 and 2:30 tonight inshallah. Q&A with Maulana Arafat Hatia inshallah between 8 and 10. Make dua Allah Jalla Wala accept us, Ameen. So that all these petitions can be successful with the help, grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
A listener says, Ustaz, the Christians, they say that the Holy Spirit was running the world before Jesus was born and after he died, because the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. How do we answer them, Ustad?
So you must remember that now, who created the Holy Spirit? You see, they in a conundrum. Sometimes they say Jesus is God, but Jesus died, then who was running the world? They say, no, Jesus died, but the Holy Spirit was alive. So who created the Holy Spirit? Did he come out of air? Did he come out of gas? So remember these things, yeah? So Christianity, like how you say, South Africa is a failed state. So Christianity is failing. They don't know how to answer these questions to the new mind, the new inquiring mind. The children ask the pastor and the priest. So one Muslim guy told me yesterday, he sent me a message. He said, I went to the pastor and I asked him, Jesus died on the cross. He said, yes. He said, who was running the world? So he ran away, the pastor ran away. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. So just ask them, Holy Spirit, you say, was running the world. So who created the Holy Spirit? Simple question. How much of creation has the Holy Spirit created? So who makes the sun? Who created the sun, the moon, created me and you, made everything function with harmony, peace and everything? Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
I've got a sister Lerato. She says, good morning to you, AK. Do you prefer the name Pretoria or Tswane, Ustad Lerato?
My sister, you must remember, I prefer the name Pretoria. It's easy for me to pronounce. For me, all the Chwani, and I don't even know what is the right pronunciation. You must remember, I give you example, Larato, that Port Elizabeth, easy name. Now you tell me Kabeha and Kabuha and all, for very difficult for me. I'm asking you a simple question. Is it better to change these names and it costs the government millions and millions, put statue here, when you got people who are dying out of poverty, when you got the bloated government, most of them impotent, good for nothing, filling their pockets, and you want to come tell me change the names and so forth? Change the names. Remember that when you build the new cities and so forth, the old names, you can't run away from your history. Our history is apartheid. The Africans, the coloureds, the Indians, we all went through apartheid. You must preserve that history. So when our children and people come after 50 years, 100 years, I went to school and they taught us geschiedenis. You know what is geschiedenis? They taught us history. Simon van der Stel, Adrian van der Stel, all hopeless, useless, never helped us in our life at all. You must remember this. So we say to the ANC, it is a foolish policy of yours. You cost the government, it cost the people millions to change the name. So you are going to wipe out the history, people won't even know. Leave it, and then people will know that what the white man did here in South Africa. So me, I prefer Pretoria. You know me, I speak straight, whether you like, don't like. So that is my preference.
So you remember the brother Prasad? I think he messaged us and he says he doesn't want to listen to your show, but he messaged us last week. Now he says here, how many Indian Muslims know that their ancestors were Hindus? Prasad, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember that in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, there were thousands of people who were mushrikeen, idol worshippers. But once the truth comes to you, so you must remember, then you must embrace the truth. So you, Prasad, your forefathers, Feri Kartahuta, they used to go town to town, and they used to go and sell their things and so forth. They used to ride bicycle and so forth. So use your mentality. So you also must do that now. For what you're using all the new techniques and new vehicles and all these things here, you say no, you must follow the old custom and tradition. Yeah. So remember that argument does not hold weight. My brother Prasad, you must always stand for truth and justice. I pose to you one question. So we admit, so the Muslims of South Africa and many parts of the world who came from India, they are forefathers. Till today, all these names, Desai Patel, all Hindu names, Mehter and all that, half the names people got today are Hindu names. So we got nothing to hide about that. The forefathers were Hindus. Shanti Lal and Magan Lal and who Lal, so it was Madan Lal and whatever. But you must understand, when the truth comes, then you must stand for the truth. I pose one question to you, Prasad. You worshipping your idols, right? Ganeshi or this one, that one, whoever. It's your choice. We got no problem. But just think for a moment, a bird comes, urinates, defecates on that idol there. Can that idol help itself? Can that idol help you? Think about that, Prasad.
I've got Hafisa from Newcastle. He says, Mufti Saab, why are people swearing you and Maulana Arafat when you're speaking haq and justice? Anonymous Hafisa from Newcastle, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. People swear Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. They swore Nabi alayhi salatu salam. They swear the Sahabas. Till today, what the kuffar Shias are doing. For us, it's an honor if people swearing us, but yet they listen to us. Last week, Prasad said, I'll never hear to you. But again, he's listening. What you say about that, Hafisa? Behind our back, they swear us. But I say, bring the dalil. Bring the evidence. You want to debate, come on air. Then we see dance ali papa dance. You understand? You want to discuss why you closed the mosque. You want to discuss why you went to court. You want to discuss why you joined the lesbians. You want to discuss Shia Azam. You want to discuss how you sold out the Ummah everywhere for the past 20 years and so forth. We prepared. You come on air. And you must remember that we give you 10 minutes. I take 10 minutes. And then we see who's speaking the truth. Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. The barking of the dogs, it don't harm the clouds. We use that sentence in the proverb. You must remember for the kuffar Shias that we say that you swearing, cursing sahaba, you are just like barking dogs. It means nothing, remember that. Last question.
I've got Tulani. He says, AK, we hear many Boers wish to leave South Africa and seek citizenship elsewhere. Why don't they just return to Holland? Don't they know where their families are from in Holland? Don't they have relatives there? Why can't they become Dutch citizens? Tulani, Ustad.
So you must remember, do you really blame them, Tulani? You are looking at things from a very, very, you must remember, prejudiced point of view. When you say, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, so what future is there for them? I'm asking you. So you must remember, Russia is so close to South Africa. Do you know, Tulani, that between Moscow and St. Petersburg, they're arranging a whole town and a city and township for them. 3,000 Boers going there to Russia between St. Petersburg, Moscow, and they 3,000 with their families are going. I don't blame them. I met some of them in New Zealand. You meet some of them in Mauritius. You meet some of them in other parts of the world. They will ask you a fair question. What future is there for us and our children when you have affirmative action, when you have BEE, when you have the whites must get jobs, when there may be the last that were people to get. So they don't have no future, and me and you going to suffer. Whether you like or don't like, you must remember, we Indians, we can't do farming like them. Coloureds can't do farming like them. Africans can't do farming. I'm not saying they can't do farming at all, but in the expertise and experience the Boer God, nobody can do that. We must be fair in life, Tulani. Don't be that a herd mentality. Maybe you took a booster or rooster from the ANC and then you just like, you say, yes, he's right. No, you must be a critical thinker, my brother. Right. Next, okay, Imam Arafat will carry on and I'm going to the masjid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.